It's time for the 2-Minute Drill on the Bill Riley Show. A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally, regionally, and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
2-Minute Drill time here on the Bill Riley Show. Great to have you in on a Thursday. Coming up, a little college football conversation in about 5 minutes with Yogi Roth. But first, the 2-Minute Drill brought to us by Alta Mortgage Financial. And we'll start with the NBA playoffs and NBA writer for Bleacher Report, Josh Martin, joining us here on the Bill Riley Show in Salt Lake City. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing terrific. What did we learn last night, aside from the fact that Cleveland's got a pulse from that game? We've had 3 games and 3 blowouts.
That home court matters in the NBA Finals, that NBA players, as professional as they are, as much as they are pros and guys who are paid to do a job, they're still very much influenced by the crowds around them. You see how much in games 1 and 2, the Warriors seem to feed off their home crowd. Draymond Green in particular, he had that great game in game 2 with 28 points in shots. Warriors got fired up, and the Cavs seemed to be out of their wits in Oakland. And then you go back to Cleveland, and the Cavaliers totally flip the script. Their role players come up big. Tristan Thompson with a double-double. J.R. Smith with 20 points and 5 threes. Kyrie, of course, coming through with 30 points and 8 assists. You know, it's hard to say how much of that is ultimately due to home court, but you got to think that that mental aspect of it certainly plays into the game, because basketball, as much as it is a physical game, there's a lot behind it that's mental. And when you're feeling comfortable and you're at home, you're sleeping in your own bed, eating meals at your own house, that apparently makes a big difference.
Yeah, it made a big difference for Cleveland last night. I'm glad you mentioned Tristan Thompson. I didn't think he got his proper due in the post game last night. J.R. Smith went to the podium. Smith hit some big shots, there's no doubt about it. But to me, the guy that fueled the early going when they opened that big lead up on Golden State was Tristan Thompson, because LeBron was missing a lot of shots in and around the basket. Mm-hmm. Thompson looked like a man possessed on the offensive glass.
Yeah, he was amazing. Finished with 8 rebounds and had his hands all over everything, was tipping balls. His energy is fantastic, and his energy is so crucial to what the Cavaliers do. Because when you look at that starting lineup, whether it's Richard Jefferson starting next to LeBron or it's Kevin Love in there, all those guys, they're skill guys, they're shooters, they're guys who are going to put up shots and try to score points. So you need someone like Tristan Thompson to do the dirty work, especially since a lot of those shots from the other Cavs players are going to be long-range shots that more often than not, just percentage-wise, are going to miss. You need someone to clean up the glass. Tristan Thompson does that better than almost anyone in the NBA today. He'd struggled in that capacity in games 1 and 2, but game 3, he really brought it. And like you said, that really fueled the Cavs early and kept them going until they really put the game away in the third quarter.
Last thing for you, Josh. This notion that the Cavs are better without Kevin Love is silly to me. But for me, it's what's his role? It may not be starting for this team. There's no doubt that he can help the team out. But is your guess tomorrow night Lou starts him, or is there a different role for Kevin Love moving forward in this series?
Well, that all depends on whether he actually plays and how much he plays and what his condition is. But I think if Kevin Love is playing, he's probably starting. But this is a sort of a situation where there's a balance you have to play between the political side and the practical side, because the politics of the team would dictate that a guy like Kevin Love, who's getting paid like he is, who has the stature that he does around the league, would have to start. But when you look at the practical matters of the matchup, it's almost better that the Cavs start Richard Jefferson and move LeBron to the four. That puts them in a better position to keep up with the Warriors athletically, certainly to defend the Warriors. Kevin Love can't get picked apart he gets picked apart more easily defensively than Richard Jefferson does, that's for sure. So It's a fine line that Tyronn Lue is going to have to walk, but if he's going to make the big bucks in the NBA and try to get the Cavaliers back to even in this series, he's going to have to make that call and stick with his gut there.
Josh Martin covers the NBA for Bleacher Report. Follow him on Twitter, @JoshMartinNBA. Thank you, Josh.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, there you go. From the NBA on the two-minute drill to the NFL, Simi Buttar covers the National Football League for the Associated Press. And, Simi, we're in a big Denver Bronco market. Seems like this offseason's been full of Denver Bronco news for one reason or the other. Brock Osweiler leaving Denver, the drafting of Paxton Lynch, now Aqib Talib has maybe shot himself, and now you've got the Von Miller thing. Let's start with Aqib Talib. This is far from his first rodeo. What do you think the NFL ends up doing with Talib here?
I think they're going to conduct an investigation in the coming days here and see what happened. I'm sure the doctors, I know in Denver, the team doctors looking at him too. So I'm sure they're going to take whatever action they seem appropriate. But it seems, some kind of discipline is definitely possible.
The other big story in Denver right now is the Von Miller deal. It looks on paper like a really significant deal, but it's roughly the same deal, I think, that Ndamukong Suh got from the Miami Dolphins. I know Miller's looking for as big a deal as possible. It doesn't sound like he likes this particular deal. Do you think the Broncos are going to have to come up on their number?
It seems like that. I mean, obviously his representation turned it down yesterday. And I think, he wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history. He's coming up the Super Bowl MVP. So I think, I know John Elway wants to get this deal done soon in the next couple of weeks. So I think you're going to see another more negotiations going forward and see if they can bridge the difference.
Yeah, the July 15th, I think, is the drop dead on this, so we'll see what happens with it. Outside of that, what's the big offseason story right now from the National Football League? And please don't tell me it's still Tom Brady.
No, I think they're going to figure that out going forward with all the court cases and all that. I mean, I think that's going to that's one issue. But I think some of the quarterbacks, I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick in New York, did he resign with the Jets? They were close to making the playoffs last year and challenging New England, but they still haven't come to an agreement there. It looks like Andrew Luck's going to get a really huge deal in Indianapolis, another AFC contender. So those are some of the and obviously with what the Rams are doing. It's a brand-new team, relocated team out there, and just took a quarterback. So those are some of the big issues as the OTAs and heading into training camp next month.
Simi, thanks for jumping on. Give us a little NFL insight on things going on. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Simi Buttar covers the National Football League for the Associated Press, and that's your two-minute drill today. Quick look around the world of sports, locally, regionally, nationally. And it's brought to you each and every day here on the Bill Riley Show by Alta Mortgage Financial.